Know that this morning the Lord will do something miraculous and something marvelous for you. Shout hallelujah. With the joy of the Lord in our heart, I want us to lift up our voice and begin to worship the King of Kings. Let's begin to give him praise this morning for waking us up to be at his presence. The Bible says, "This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it." Father, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. We thank you for daily protection. We thank you for daily provision that we enjoy from you. Glory and honor be unto your name. Adoration be unto your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for protecting us. We thank you for preserving us from all danger and from all evil. For now, allowing the will of the enemies to come to pass over our family, Father, we say, be glorified and be exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. We worship you. We exalt your holy name this morning in the name of Jesus. I want us to begin to ask God for mercy this morning. Open your mouth and say, "Lord, this morning be merciful unto me in the mighty name of Jesus. By your mercy, let the windows of heaven be opened unto us, and let there be a pouring of your grace. Let there be a pouring of your power upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we go in the journey of today, let your mercy prevail over our family in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your mercy prevail over our nation in the mighty name of Jesus. By your mercy, Lord, open all our closed doors in the journey of today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry unto God and say, "My Father, by the power of the blood of Jesus, let me be sanctified and be purged this morning in the name of Jesus. Let every negative dreams of the night be cancelled by the blood of Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus." Open your mouth, begin to plead the blood. This morning we plead the blood of Jesus. We cancel every satanic agenda against our family, against our land, by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, as we go in the journey of today, let the blood of Jesus speak better things for us. In the name of Jesus, let every satanic agenda against our family be cancelled by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to say a louder amen. In Jesus' mighty name, We have prayed. Very quickly, I want us to open our Bible to the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible said, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." I want to pray for somebody that as you go in the journey of this new week, the Lord will give you good success in all your ways, in the mighty name of Jesus. But the secret is, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. I want us to lift up our voice unto God this morning and say, "My Father, as I go in the journey of today, help me to keep your word in my mouth and in my mind. Help me to keep your word in my mouth and in my mind. In the mighty name of Jesus." Open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we pray that as we go in the journey of today, Lord, help us to keep your word in our mouth. Help us to speak your word. Help us to meditate on your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, help us to keep your word in our mouth and in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Lord, help me to keep your word in my mouth and in my heart throughout the journey of today. In the name of Jesus, Kalima Kusindeli Kapolima Safajidia, Lord, help me to keep your word in my mouth and in my heart. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice and cry unto God and say, "My Father, in the journey of today, help me to do your word so that I can prosper in all my ways. Help me to do it." There's a difference between knowing something and doing something. Many people know the word of God. Many people can even quote the word of God, but only few people are doing it. And we cannot prosper until when we do it. The prosperity is in doing it. The benefit of the word is in doing it. I want us to lift up our voice and say, "Lord, this morning, give me the grace to be a doer of your word so that I can prosper in all my ways. In the mighty name of Jesus." Open your mouth, open your mouth. I receive the grace to be a doer. Ah, Lord, we pray for the grace to be a doer of your word. Release the grace upon us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. We don't just want to know your word, but we also want to be a doer of your word. Father, we pray for the grace to be a doer of your word. Let it be released unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus, the grace to be a doer of your word. Lord, release it upon us this morning. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. I receive the grace to be a doer of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, make your word to be easier for me to do. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, the Bible says when we become a doer of the word, the Bible says God himself will give us good success. And then you will have good success. I want you to lift up your voice and cry out to God and say, "My Father, in the journey of today, grant me good success in every areas of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus." Open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we pray for good success in our relationship, good success in our finance, in our financial life, good success in our marital life, good success in our emotional life, good success. We pray for good success in every areas of our lives. In the name of Jesus, in our vocational life, Father, we pray for good success. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of failure and we cast it out. In the name of Jesus, we shall never fail again. In the name of Jesus, we pray for good success. Good success for our children. Good success for our spouse. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray that in all our ways, you will grant us good success. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we exalt and we magnify your name this morning. Lord, we pray that you help us to be a doer of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the grace to walk in your word. Let it be released upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that in the journey of today, you will grant us good success in every areas of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we bind and we cast out the spirit of failure. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because we know that you have done it. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody say a louder amen. I want to welcome every one of us to this morning prayer meeting. And I'm believing God that as we study together, the Lord will open our spiritual eyes and our spiritual understanding to his word in the name of Jesus. I want us to open our Bible this morning to the book of Psalm 25. As we continue with our series, we are going to read verse 22. We are now on verse 22. Psalm 25, verse 22. The Bible says, "Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles." I want us to echo it all together. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. Father, Lord, bless the reading of your word this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. This morning, I will be exhorting us very briefly on what I've titled, Redemption from All Our Troubles. Redemption from all our troubles. I don't know what you are going through right now that you have considered to be trouble. This morning, God wants to grant us redemption. God wants to redeem us from all our troubles. In Psalm 130 verse 8, the Bible says, "And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities." And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. I've mentioned this before, but permit me to say it again, that the causes of most of our trouble is our iniquity, our sins. Majority of the time, the causes of trouble in our life is our sin. As a matter of fact, the causes of trouble in this world is sin. If Adam and Eve did not, if they did not commit sin in the Garden of Eden, our world would not be as it is today. And that's why the psalmist prayed that prayer again in Psalm 130 verse 8. He said, "And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities." Now, there are three things I want us to consider about this verse of scripture. That is Psalm 25 verse 22. Number one, this is a promise. It is a promise. Look at what David said. He said, "Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles." It is a promise from the word of God that we can also claim as believers. You can't say, well, that is just talking to the Israelite. The verse is not talking to the Israelite. It is a promise unto us as well. It is a promise that we can claim as believer. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 6, Exodus chapter 6, verse 6, God told Moses, say, "Tell Pharaoh that I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment." I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment. And that was what God did. He redeemed Israel from Egypt with an outstretched arm and with judgment. Judgment against their enemies. I want to pray for somebody this morning that God will judge every power that have held you captive in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a promise. In Isaiah chapter 50 verse 2, the Bible says, "Is my hand shortened that it cannot redeem?" This was God speaking here. And that's why we can claim that promise, because he has said in his word, "Is my hand shortened? Is my hand shortened that it cannot redeem?" No. The answer is no. His hand is so long that that hand can redeem us from all our trouble. So number one, this is a promise that we can claim. Number two, it is also a prophetic statement. It is a prophetic statement. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. It is a prophetic statement. And if you look at David, God eventually fulfilled these prophetic words. David died at a good old age. Though David fought so many battles, but he was not killed at the battlefront, just like Saul. Saul died at the battlefront, but David died on his bed. God eventually fulfilled that prophecy over his life and over the nation of Israel. So it is a prophetic word. Redeem Israel, O Lord, out of all their troubles. And if you look at all the battles that David fought, he conquered everything. He conquered all battles. All battles. I want to pray for somebody that throughout the journey of this month, you will conquer all your battles in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. I said you will conquer all your battles in the name of Jesus. So it is prophetic. It is prophetic that the Lord will redeem us. He can put your name. Redeem Peter from all his troubles. Redeem my children from all their troubles. Redeem my spouse from all his trouble. It is prophetic. In Isaiah 35 verse 9, the Bible says, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. But the redeemed shall walk there. This is talking about when we get to heaven. But we can live heaven on earth life here before we leave. A life where there won't be lions, where there won't be wild beasts that attack. Because today we have lions, we have serpents, we have all kinds of wild beasts attacking us. But a time is coming when all these wild beasts, they won't be able to hurt us anymore. Then number three, before we pray, it is a prayer. O Lord, redeem Israel out of all their troubles. It is a prayer that we can pray. And that's what we are going to do this morning. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. I want us to understand that God has the power to redeem us out of all our troubles. There is no trouble too big or too difficult for God to redeem us from. Talk of any trouble you are going through. Financial trouble, God can redeem you from it. Marital trouble, God can redeem you from it. Emotional trouble, God can redeem us from it. Trouble with the government, God can redeem us from it. Spiritual troubles, God can redeem us from it. All kinds of trouble, God has the power to redeem us out of all our troubles. So it is a word of prayer. In Jeremiah 15 verse 21, the Bible says, and I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. In Job 33 verse 28, the Bible says, he will redeem his soul from going down to the pit, and his life shall see the light. Look at that. I want to pray for somebody. You will not go down to the pit. In the name of Jesus, your eyes shall see the light of God again. Your eyes shall see the light of salvation again. In the name of Jesus. So this is a word of prayer. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. And I want you to get ready this morning, because you are coming out. I say you are coming out. Out of the trouble that want to swallow you, you are coming out. In the name of Jesus. Out of the trouble that want to swallow up your business, you are coming out. In the name of Jesus. Out of the trouble that want to trap your children, I say your children are coming out. In the name of Jesus. I want us to go and pray. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. This morning we are going to be lifting up our voice unto God. And say, Lord, let your promise of redemption, look at that, be fulfilled upon my life this morning. Fulfill your promise of redemption. upon my family. Fulfill your promise of redemption upon my life, upon my children, upon my spouse, upon every member of my family. Lord, fulfill your promise of redemption in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we pray that this morning you will fulfill your promise of redemption upon our lives, upon our children. Lord, fulfill your promise of redemption upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, your promise of redemption, let it be fulfilled upon our children. Let it be fulfilled upon every member of our family. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, fulfill your promise of redemption upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want somebody to cry to God and say, Lord, fulfill your promise of redemption over my family. Fulfill your promise of redemption over my children, over my business, over my career. Fulfill your promise of redemption in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry to God and say, my Father, this morning, let me and every members of my family be redeemed out of all our troubles. Lord, redeem every members of my family out of all their troubles. Let me also be redeemed out of all my troubles in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we pray this morning that you will redeem us out of all our troubles in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth, cry unto God this morning. Let there be redemption for my soul. Let there be redemption for my children out of all their troubles. Let there be redemption for my spouse out of all our troubles. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, redeem me out of all my troubles. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Malima, I call that Basidika Polima Safajidika Pa. Let us be redeemed out of all our troubles. In the name of Jesus, the troubles of life that have swallowed us up. Father, let us be redeemed out of all these troubles. In the name of Jesus. Lord, redeem us out of all our troubles. Elima Kusinda, we know that you have the power to redeem. We know that you have the power to do all things. Lord, redeem us out of all our troubles this morning. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You're going to cry out to God and say, my Father, let every water of affliction, every water of affliction in any areas of my life begin to dry up. Water of affliction. Anytime you are reading the word of God, especially in the book of Psalms, and you see the Bible talking about water, 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 most of the times it's talking about afflictions of life. Look at Job, for example. Job was stuck inside the fish, and the fish was inside the water. And from the belly of the fish, Jonah cried unto God. If you read Jonah chapter 2, you understand what I'm talking about. That was the prayer of Jonah for redemption out of the belly of the fish when he was stuck inside the water. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry unto God this morning and say, in the name of Jesus, let every water of affliction in any areas of my life begin to dry up. Some people are inside that water this morning. God wants to cause the water of affliction, the water of trouble to dry up. I want you to lift up your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, every water of affliction that want to swallow up my life, I command you to dry up. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Waters of affliction that want to overwhelm my business, water of affliction that want to swallow up my family, I command you to drop by the fire of Holy Ghost. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Drop! Malima, I call the Basindali Kaponima Safajidia. Let every waters of affliction begin to dry up by the fire of Holy Ghost. We command you to dry up. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Waters of affliction in our homes, waters of affliction in our career, we command you to dry up in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every waters of affliction begin to dry up by the fire of Holy Ghost. Elima Kasandalia, in our lives, in our family, in our homes, let every waters of affliction that want to swallow us up, that want to overwhelm our lives, begin to dry up in the name of Jesus. We command the water of affliction to dry up. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Drop by the fire of Holy Ghost. Drop in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry to God and say, "My Father, let every power assigned to be afflicting me, power behind the source of my troubles, every power behind the source of my problem, let your fire destroy the power this morning. In the name of Jesus," open your mouth, open your mouth. Every power behind the trouble I am going through right now, satanic power, demonic power, behind my affliction, behind the trouble in my home, I command you to be terminated by fire. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Malima, I call that by Sindeli Kapa. Let the power be terminated in the name of Jesus. The power behind the failure, the power behind the sickness, the power behind our troubles, the power behind our problem, we command you to be terminated by fire. Elima kusindeli kepelia. Yekete yelekepe. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Every power behind my trouble, every troubler of my history, be arrested and be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus, power troubling my home, power troubling my career, power troubling my children, be arrested and be terminated by fire. I bind and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Every power troubling my health, maybe you have health issue, I want you to lift up your voice. There is a power behind it. There is a demonic spirit behind it. I want you to open your mouth and say, "In the name of Jesus, every power troubling my head, every power troubling my career, I come against you this morning. Be arrested and be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus, lose your hold upon me. In the name of Jesus, lose your hold upon my family. In the name of Jesus, be terminated by fire." Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Maleka sotayagaba eprakato syndica polima safajidia. Let every satanic power behind the troubles in our lives be arrested this morning and be terminated by fire in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You're going to cry unto God and say, "Lord, by your outstretched hand, by your outstretched hand, let me be redeemed from the hands of all my enemies. Redeem me out of the hands of the enemy." Look at that. Look at the Israelites. They were stuck for how many years? 430 years. They were stuck in Egypt because the power of Pharaoh was holding them captive. I want you to lift up your voice this morning and say, "Lord, by your outstretched hand, redeem me out of the hands of my Pharaoh. Redeem my children out of the hands of the powers of darkness." In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Redeem my business out of the hands of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth. Father, Lord, this morning, by your outstretched hand, let us be redeemed out of the hands of our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, let our family be redeemed. Let our career be redeemed out of the hands of the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I told us that the major causes of trouble is iniquity. And that was why the psalmist prayed in Psalm 130 verse 8. He said, "And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities." If we can wage war against sin in our life, if we can wage war against iniquities, majority of our problem will be solved automatically. For example, you know, do you know there is a lot of trouble going on in Nigeria right now, and I know in every churches, prayer is being raised every day that God will deliver Nigeria, just like David prayed here. Yeah? So this prayer is not just a prayer for individual; it is a prayer that can be applied even to a nation. Redeem Israel. Israel is a nation. It's not just somebody. Redeem Israel, oh God, out of all their troubles. But if we can pray for Nigeria, that God will redeem Nigeria from the hand of sin. If we can pray for Nigeria, that God will redeem Nigeria from iniquity. If you can pray for the nations where we came from, if you can pray for America, that God will redeem America from iniquity. Things will begin to get better. Iniquity, that's the major cause. I want us to lift up our voice. We're going to cry unto God and say, my Father, let me be redeemed from the power of iniquity. Look at that. From the power of iniquity causing trouble in my life. Redeem me this morning. Let the yoke of sin be broken. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Father, we pray this morning that you will redeem us from the power of iniquities. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us be delivered from the power of iniquity. Let the yoke of sin be broken in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray for America. We pray for Nigeria. We pray for Ghana. We pray for all the nations of the world. Let there be redemption from the power of iniquities. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, redeem us from the power of iniquity. Let the yoke of sin causing trouble in our lives be broken. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you this morning for answers to our prayers. Lord, we say be glorified and be exalted. In the name of Jesus, this morning we pray that there shall be redemption for us from all our troubles. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let every power holding us captives begin to lose their hold right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you will cause the source of our trouble to dry up. In the name of Jesus. As we go in the journey of today and throughout this week, Lord, fight our battles for us. In the name of Jesus. Every power assigned to be troubling our Israel, Lord, trouble them this morning. In the name of Jesus, every power assigned to be troubling our children, to be troubling our homes, to be troubling our family, to be troubling our career. Father, trouble that power now. In the name of Jesus, we pray for total redemption from all our troubles, from all our problems. In the name of Jesus, let us be redeemed from the power of iniquities. In the name of Jesus. In the journey of today, manifest yourself unto us as the God that answers prayer. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you because we know that you have done it. We give you all the glory. We pray for protection throughout the journey of this week. Lord, protect us. Let your mark be put upon us for total protection from all danger. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every evil covenant that might be working against any one of us by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your light shine upon us in the journey of this week. We shall not walk in darkness. In the name of Jesus, Lord, direct our paths, direct our ways. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
You are too faithful to fail me.